Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I had a day like spring today here in Roanoke. Unheard of.
Ah, that's beautiful.
We almost hit 70. And, well, it was really foggy last night, yesterday, and part of the morning. When the sun came out this afternoon, thank you. It was nice. How about you?
Today it was partly cloudy, partly sunny, probably about 80 degrees. So not too bad. Beautiful day here, too.
You had a bit of a cold snap last week, didn't you?
Oh, yes. It was a little chilly for us.
I know, I couldn't resist sending you that message.
You know?
But it's the weather. You know, what can you do? Mother Nature sometimes is hormonal.
Down here, we don't mind these brief, brisk, you know, little few days. It's kind of fun and festive, you know. It definitely gets you, you know, more in that festive mood when it's just a little chill in the air. So, yeah, we're back to normal and we're back to being Florida and it's beautiful and this is the season to be down here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I get it. So we've got some interesting things going on in the heavens tonight.
Yes, we do.
And I don't
know how
you look at it, but to me, you know, when there's mutable squares are different to me than cardinal or fixed squares because they give us choices. And there's more than one way to look at a thing. And the Sun and Jupiter are basically in double square to both Mars and Neptune. Sag, Pisces energies that are at play right now. I started printing out new crochet patterns today. I took down all my fall decorations and started putting up my Christmas ones today. I was, like, feeling in that mood, you know, to change a few things, to kind of lighten up, look at my options. What do you think?
Well, and I do. In writing my horoscopes this month, that's one of the beauties of this. And it's all about living in the moment. I think this holiday season, people are going to be a little bit more festive than what they normally are, especially with this square. Again, that mutable thing. And, you know, me and the prejudicedness of Pisces and music that it has, I think people are going to be, you know, singing more holiday music. I think it's really going to be a more festive time because, again, that Sagittarian energy being that party animal kind of crazy thing. So as long as the person is flexible at this point in time, I really think they're going to find the joy of the season. And I think we do need to embrace the moment and take a breath from all the challenges in our lives because that's kind of what the universe is doing with this, is giving you a breath and going, okay, take a step back, take a breath for a minute, and then step back in. And it's got that duality to it to where we can breeze through this easier as a time than what we have been going through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, now the new moon's coming up on Friday, and that's very interesting for the same reasons. This time the lights are squaring Neptune-Mars conjunct in the Pisces energy, and it's very interesting that it shows up again in the new moon cycle, and we've got that beautiful grand trine in water with Chiron and Mercury and the head of the dragon. So I'm liking this new moon chart a lot.
Well, and I think it's so appropriate for the season, You know, when I looked at the new moon this time, I went, oh, let's really all celebrate the union of everybody's differences by celebrating something we do have in common, a holiday that everybody can enjoy. And that's what this season is
all
about, celebrating our differences, but that we all have this holiday season here to embrace love in every one of our different ways.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Awesome. Well, we've got a few people on hold. We probably should take a phone call. What do you think?
How about we do that then?
Two-zero-three, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm struggling.
And who are we speaking with?
My name's Pat.
Hey,
could
Pat.
Could use some insight. Yeah, hi.
Have you called in before?
No, I haven't. First time.
Okay, what's your birthday?
Hey.
7-12-53.
My computer just did something funny.
11 what?
11:51 a.m.
And where?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Now, do you still live in New Haven, Connecticut?
Yes, unfortunately. I've never liked it. Yes, I do.
Oops. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit a sore spot.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, and that was July what?
July 12th.
What year?
1953.
All right. Thank you.
My year.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm born July 22nd, same year.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're a Leo.
No, I'm not. If I was born 12 minutes later, I would
cancer.
Be a Leo. I'm technically a Cancer. Yes, right.
Oh,
I'm an anorexic
okay.
Degree girl.
Okay.
By a Nata.
And you've got some of the same.
Sorry?
Said by a Nat's ass is what she's saying. She's just barely hanging on to that Cancer energy.
And you have that same triple conjunction that I have. Uranus conjunct Mars conjunct the Sun, and which makes you fantastic in a crisis, but it seems like it's a crisis happening every minute, right?
Yes. Yes.
Pretty much.
And I'm wondering
what's happening
why.
Is Pluto is opposing this right now. And now, are you personally having health issues, or is there somebody around you that's having health issues?
I'm under a lot of stress, and I probably need to go see my doctor, maybe about blood pressure or heart or something. I don't know. But I don't know if I'm having any health issues.
Good. Well, just be very mindful of trying to decompress at the end of the day if you're that stressed out. Now, what question did you have for us tonight?
If you are interested in taking other birth dates, this is about my son and possibly his wife. I had a major, devastatingly break with him on Thanksgiving Day, and I've left it that, you know, when he can come and talk to me from his heart, I'm ready to talk, and until then I can't take the constant criticism. And he's never one that's been able to apologize, so I know that I may not hear from him for a long time, maybe years. They were supposed to come visit for Christmas. I have a 7-month-old granddaughter. He's my only son. I've absolutely adored him my whole life. I've been too accommodating, I guess, with his anger, and I finally saw it all. I saw it all, and I can't turn back. I can never allow him to, you know, use me as a scapegoat with his anger again. But that makes me worry.
What's
about
his birthday?
Him. It's June 28th, 1979, about 3 in the morning in New Haven.
Okay, let's take a look at it. Let's Don't blame yourself.
Sorry?
I said, don't blame yourself.
Well, and also remember, Mercury is retrograde during this period of time. You're readdressing an old issue from the past. Mercury retrogrades clean things up, okay? So
yeah.
One of the things I will tell you, though, about retrogrades is nothing ever ends. You see relationships break up, but they're never finalized, okay, because it's a retrograde, okay? So the one thing that you can be guaranteed, and this is 100% of the time, I have never, ever not seen that a relationship that breaks, no matter whether it's a parent or a child or a love relationship in any way, shape, or form, that have that break during a Mercury retrograde, never is a permanent break. So remember that about this situation, first and foremost, that you will see him again. There's no doubt and no question about it, okay? But, on the other hand, sometimes you might have to wait.
Yeah. Well, what you said about Mercury retrograde is good news. That makes me feel better. I also don't know. I'm confused about he and his wife. If they've teamed up against me, if they don't like me, if they don't respect me. I've been trying to figure this out for years and been accommodating. And I'm worried that they disrespect me. I'm worried. I don't know. I can give you her birthday, too.
Well, because we're on the show, we can't really spend that much time with you, although I'd love to. If you want to call us privately, we'll be happy to help you out. But the thing I want to tell you right now about what I'm looking at in the chart, if I look at just your son's chart, okay, what's happening with him, he's got his Saturn and his North Node in Virgo, and the Sun and Jupiter are in Sag and square to it, okay? Now, this is going on in his seventh house. Which is the house of his marriage. And so there is a dynamic T-square going on. So I think right now it would be impossible for him to actually be able to choose between you and his wife. I have a feeling that there is a balance beam thing going on here. I don't know if he just wants everybody to be happy, la, 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 but it doesn't always work out that way. Okay? And I agree with Jacqueline as far as the retrograde Mercury is concerned as well. So this is a time that I think that I agree with the stance that you have taken, that you're saying, okay, I am just going to let this be for now.
Yeah.
Because during the retrograde, you really don't want to address it anyway. Okay.
Okay.
The thing, what said was said, what happened happened, but you never put your self-esteem in somebody else's pocket. Okay. That's the worst thing you can do as a Cancer son. Trust me. I know. Okay. And it has really nothing to do with the blame game. Whatever issues he has, like you said, he's transferring them onto you, okay?
Yeah.
And right now, your chart, actually, when you look at it by transits, in pretty good shape. You've got three major planetary energies in Leo, and the Sag planets are giving you trines and blessing lines. So if you don't have to take on a lot of responsibility around family, you might be able to do something different this holiday season, okay? Enjoy yourself in a different way. And I just think this is a time that you don't want this to be spoiled because of somebody's inner agenda that you're not responsible for.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with everything Aphrodite said, and I'm going to add this to it because, Aphrodite is so correct that your chart is not the one to be afflicted, even though your moon is the one that is doing the wobbly situation here. Emotionally, this is hitting very deep and very hard is what I'm trying to say, okay?
Yeah.
But the point being is you know it's the right thing to do, and this is what you have to do is follow the right thing. The two of you are extremely strongly connected. You know, his Mars is conjunct your Venus, and it's in a dual sign, and both of you two have Venus and Gemini. There's a lot of different things that really are strong connections and the reason why the two of you have been brought together the way you have been, okay? Because it's a karmic dance that the two of you do together. So what I am saying is think about it a little differently, that he's doing battle with something and you can't be around it, okay? And you've just got to sit and wait for him to come back from this battle. However, I do strongly suggest something like sending them Christmas cards or Christmas presents through the mail or via some other way where you're not in contact with them, and celebrate it in a more in a special way for you this year, and let them have that away from you. I think that waiting this thing out, you will find victory in it.
Okay.
So stay at peace more with it. He will be back. The two of you are not finished with this dance. So he'll be back. Believe me. Just wait it out, and it'll be to your benefit.
Thank you so much.
And keep us posted.
Okay, I will. Thank
you.
God bless.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's a mother's patience if I've ever seen it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, you know, things happen. Families, at Christmas time, sometimes things are beautiful and sometimes things are challenging. But I guess that's part of the group dynamic. I mean, everybody you talk to, has got things that are really going on great, things that are, like, not so great. Okay.
Well, and here again, you know, the family dynamics sometimes are too close and up personal for some people. And, you know, having patience with them and having, you know, them look at their issues and start to heal them is all about growing with the family. So it's a part sometimes to be silent and away from the family. Set that example so that they do be able to start to heal whatever circumstances and don't manifest it onto the other individual, which is not seeing the truth of what the circumstances are that they're fearing. So sometimes we do have to step away from our families, you know?
So true. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 928, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, who's this?
Alcina.
Oh, Alcina, I knew I knew that voice. I just couldn't place it.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Happy birthday.
Now, you're December 8th, right?
Yes, and I had a question pertaining to, like, finance. I'm wondering when, like, this month would be the days that I guess you would say, like, I'm lucky if I were to buy a lottery ticket or play money at the casino, like, financially, when will I have those days?
Okay. What city are you going to be in for on your birthday?
I'm actually going to be in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
How do you spell that?
S-H-A-W-N-E-E.
Got it. Where do you live now?
We're actually out here. We're trying to get a place out here, so we're trying to get a house and stuff, so we're going to be out here for a while.
All right, now where did you live for the last 13 consecutive months?
Pinyon, Arizona.
Did you say Kenyon?
Oh, Pinyon, P-I-N-O-N, Arizona.
Got it. She's going to be looking at your solar return chart. I want to look at your transits. We're going to basically help you out in more than one way tonight.
Okay.
Well, happy solar return, okay? It's an interesting year for you. The relationship should be quite interesting. Live your dream with this relationship this year, okay? You're going to develop a strong friendship with the relationship you're in, and there's a lot of aspirations and dreams that the two of you can manifest together. Just to let you know, there's some real harmonious energy with that. Utilize that creative energy together, okay, just to let you know.
Okay.
Your luck is a matter of patience, okay? It's a matter, here again, when it comes to your luck, we look to the fifth house, okay? And in your fifth house and your solar return this year, which gives the solar return is a stamp or an impression for the year, okay? And what it does is it shows where your focus is. So I agree, okay? Your moon is sitting in your fifth house in Sagittarius, okay? If you don't want to gamble, nobody wants to gamble this year, okay? Because emotionally, you've set yourself up for this, okay? It's like I feel it, okay, from the inside. However, in that same house, you have Saturn and Pluto. They're both in Capricorn, okay, which means patience, temperance, and understanding. The sextile between Mars and Neptune, again, to your moon, mean that you have to feel it. You have to be intuitive. You can't do it in a logical way or a logical manner. You have a Mercury in Scorpio, and it is direct by your birthday. So that's a beautiful thing that it is direct and not still retrograde on your birthday. But that gives you a stronger intuitive ability this year to feel the right moment more than logically look at the right moment. So what do you think, Aphrodite?
I think really good fortune about finding a place to live. That looks fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
And I also like the fact that in your chart, again, you know, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is only in Sagittarius every 12 years for a full year. It just got in there a couple weeks ago. So this is a week of expansion and optimism. Now, because Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, which is also the planet that does rule things like gambling, you just don't want it to do it to excess, because Jupiter can sometimes put you in a position where you do too much of a good thing, my dear.
Yeah.
Now, I have to tell you, when I lived in California, one of the things that I did is I used to go to Las Vegas every month. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to, and I enjoyed it, and it was wonderful in those years. And all I can tell you is I would go there, and I'd say, this is what I'm going to gamble with. This is what I'm going to invest in the journey. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to win enough to replace everything I bring with me, and anything else I win here, I will give back to Vegas. And I did that every month for 4 years. Okay? And so what I did was it actually cost me absolutely nothing for all those trips to Vegas.
Ooh,
you think I'm crazy, right?
Yeah. It was more fair in those days. I lived in SoCal, too, and I took those trips. And believe me, that was a great thing, is that you had a fair balance with the casinos. And, you know, in that day and age, you know, it was a lot easier to win than it is here just doing a gambling. But I have to say, again here, the inclination, you're right on the mark. Even in the transits for your solar return, Venus is conjunct your Mars. So you do have this opportunity, but it's all the water, all the intuition, that is where the success lies with this. So it's you feeling it that can do this. Temperance and feeling it. And I think you can win big.
Okay. All right.
Your moon is conjunct your natal Uranus this year. So, again, it's all about feeling it from that emotion, feeling it from that intuition, and you can make it happen. Guarantee you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have fun. Enjoy your birthday.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
God bless.
Those were the days in Las Vegas, though. You know, you'd take a weekend trip.
Oh, man.
Whether you flew or you drove, you know, it's a quick little trip and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And I go someplace and I'd spend more money on a really nice hotel and I do the dress up thing. And other times I'd go there in my jeans and my grubby clothes and hang out. So it just depended on what mood I was in.
Of course.
Anyway. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
561-287, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, ladies. This is Stacy. Well, my birthday, you know, is this month, later on, the day after Christmas. And I guess, like I said, I feel effects of retrograde. I went on interviews, have one coming up, you know, interviews, and it's just nothing. I'm not, you know, solidifying any kind of job. So I just want to know, when will it be like I'd be situated in a job where I'll be, you know, that would be kind of consistent making an income? You know, when are things going to get better? Because it feels like, you know, between the summer and now, it's been, you know, nothing's been, I guess it's been so many retrogrades, and my sign's always affected. So I just want to know when things are going to, I'll be happy again. Things will be moving forward, and I'll be working and not have to wonder how long it's going to be to have another job. You know, it's, and I don't even socialize with people because, you know, I feel like I'm in a different position that they're in. You know, I just don't want to, you know, I don't.
What city are you going to be in for your birthday?
Same one I'm at. I'm not going anywhere. I would love to go to Miami or do something, but I'm just going to be at home. You know, I don't really do much. I don't socialize with friends because I don't want to be like I'm not working. And, you know, I guess some of them knew I wasn't, and I never get an invite to their homes or anything to get together for holidays. I don't get invited. So it's kind of like I feel like they're more fair weather between me and you, Jacqueline, and Aphrodite. Like, you guys are friends. My friends have just been fair weather friends, you know, not really good friends, you know. You understand, though.
Right.
They'll be like, you know, are you working yet? Or they'll be like, you know, not really say, well, oh, come on over for dinner or something. You know, they don't do that. I just feel I don't even want to talk to them. I feel like I don't really have any friends. They're more like acquaintances, basically.
Well, life is changing as you know it, okay, is what I'm going to say. This soul return that's coming up, and again here, remember that, you know, it starts to set in on your birthday, and actually it's Christmas Day this year. It's about 3:30 in the afternoon, December 25th is when the sun returns back to the same exact spot as when you're born this year, okay? But what that does is it sets in motion, okay, your work, first of all, okay? It's got this great situation with Venus being in your sixth house of day-to-day work and Neptune being in your 10th house. It's got this beautiful trine going from the two. So it's really looking good after your birthday for you to really have a job of your desire, okay? It's going to be to your benefit. Your life is changing as you know it because your Sun, Saturn, Pluto, and your Arabic part of fortune are all in your 8th house of transformation and change. So life is changing as you know it. Don't fret so much. The shift is not by your actions. The shift is by other people's actions because Mars is now in the 11th house, and it's conjunct Chiron on that day. So you'll get the support you've been looking for after your birthday. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Yeah, because on my birthday, even last year, like a friend of mine, you know, she'll do other things for the holiday for her neighbors, but not even once they called me up to say, oh, let's go out for your birthday, just completely ignored it. And then when it was her birthday, she called me up and wanted me to take her out. Could you believe it? And my birthday came first. So that kind of friendship, I kind of pulled myself away. You know, it just made me feel awful. You know, who calls somebody on their birthday to tell them that you took somebody out for Christmas and kind of ignored my birthday and just gave me a text? You understand, that's horrible. And then when your birthday comes up, ask me to take you out. Meanwhile, you're working. What am I doing?
Right. What kind
it
of
hurts.
Job have you been looking for the most, Stacey? Where is your true desire with the job? I want to know that.
Well, any kind of jobs like, you know, reception, office, admin, any kind of office work that's in an office, you know, what else? You know, I even tried for retail and I got turned down, but I'm basically trying to get office jobs because, you know, you want something like that, but I don't know. Maybe I should look in a different area at this point. You know, I don't know.
Looking at your solar return, what I'm thinking is this. And I agree with Jacqueline so much. You've got a lot of Capricorn energies in your 8th house right now. Now, the Capricorn energies, okay, they rule all institutions that are partially government-funded or regulated. whether you work for the city, the county, a hospital, a library, anything like that, that's going to give you the stability that you seek. Do I think you're going to make major money? No. But you, what you keep telling me every time we speak to you, you want something consistent, thank you very much. And because in your solar return, Mars is conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer, I think a hospital setting or a place where you check people in to an urgent care, I think those kinds of things. Now, do you have any kind of medical background?
And what is that, the coding terminology? I don't have that, unfortunately. And, you know, okay. I even have a friend up north that has that, and she can't even get a job with that because she her experiences with other stuff and not that. So even if you go to school for that, they don't hire unless you have the exact experience. What I mean, I don't have that. Like, they want you to know all that, and I don't have that, and I don't have the money to go back to school for that. You know, I have like
right, but with Mars conjunct Chiron in your 11th house right now, you could also work for a not-for-profit organization. There's partially government-funded or regulated to some degree, or at least supported. So I feel good about this for you because of your solar return. I know it's hard, and I know it's been hard, but I'm just going to encourage you to take a deep breath and start over again, and widen your search and let them decide if they want to hire you. But I have a feeling, again, you're going to end up with something that's very, very consistent this year. I totally agree with Jacqueline on that score. So just keep
see
hanging
what
in there, honey. Okay?
You think when is, what month
it's probably
going to
be after your next birthday.
Oh, because like I said, you know, one place I went to, it's like, you know, you know, plumbing, that kind of thing. You know, I went for, like, just that, you know. But I even though you don't have, like, any kind of plumbing experience, but hospitals, you know, I did work in them, but it's not, you know, the kind of thing that they want. But the certain experience that they have with terminology, I've temped. You know, as a unit secretary, did temp work.
Mhm.
But that's
but
not.
But if you're checking in,
you know.
If you're checking somebody in, you're getting their insurance information, you're bringing them back to a medical assistant who's going to do the medical part. You could do a lot of
I
that.
I even tried the medical.
Person.
Yeah, I did. I even tried the medical offices to apply. No, they want somebody with the experience with that. And now I'm trying to study Spanish, you know, with it on my phone so I can, because they want Spanish. But I did even temp, like, you know, doing ICD codes, like billing, medical billing. I did that, you know, that kind of work. But you know, but that was years ago, but now they want ICD-10 where you have to go to school for. And even if you have to go to school for that, they want. But I did that when, you know, I did the ICD-9. I did that for ICD-9 codes, you know.
Right.
You know, but unfortunately,
well, we have to get other people on hold, Stacey. I'm just going to tell you to persist.
But you see, after after my next birthday, I'll be situated, maybe get a hospital job or maybe something that's going to be better that, you know, I could have a career, I could have longevity with, because, you know.
Absolutely.
Looking
okay,
all
okay, you just keep
for.
Pushing, okay? But we have to let you go now, okay?
All right. Okay. You know, thank you.
Keep
have
the faith, girl.
Oh, thank you.
You
have,
too.
You
Merry
know,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy and healthy New Year. And thanks, you know, on my birthday, I just go out to, like, you know, I just take myself out to Spanish food. I love Spanish food. But, like
go
I
for
said,
it.
I have to study
okay.
Spanish because so many places want you to be bilingual down here in Florida. If you're from Florida, I'm considered minority because they want.
That's okay. You're doing the right thing, trying to learn it. Okay, you have a sweet night, okay?
Oh, thank you both. God bless you.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Job market's crazy.
Can be.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 253, you're on the air.
Well, hello, ladies. How are you? It's
good.
Rob and I are here calling in. This is Deb out in Washington.
Hello, ladies.
Hey,
Deb,
I'm so happy.
We are doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. We're having a wonderful time in life here. And we just thought we'd call in and ask you a couple of questions about some things that are going on.
Great.
So, do you want to?
I'm going to let you do it.
Oh, okay. It's an ex that has reappeared about a year and a half ago, and she just won't quit. So now she has moved on to emailing Rob through his work email. I think it's because she thinks I might be intercepting his other emails. I don't know. But so we're wondering how to handle this, because she just every month or so she just keeps professing her love, or I mean, it's just, yeah. It's
what's his
she's
birthday?
In touch with her Rob's birthday.
My birthday.
Correct. Yes, correct.
My birthday is July 9th, 1955.
And what time were you born?
Oh crud! I don't.
You know what? He's in Aphrodite's database.
Give me the last three letters of his last name.
S-O-N.
Hmm.
And there's only six letters in my name.
Well,
I thought it might help.
The first three letters of your last name.
H-O-D.
Thank you. Mercury's retrograde after all.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Well, he can never remember when his time of birth is, and I don't remember it now. So
it's 5:43 p.m. in Whittier, California, Jacqueline.
Oh really?
Yep.
Right.
Should I be happy or concerned?
When I was a teenager, I cruised Whittier Boulevard. I lived in La Mirada, California.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. All right. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I figured you would. It's all retro stuff. Back to California stuff for me. The Las Vegas trips and now you. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Mercury retrograde. Enjoy.
Yeah. Let's take a look.
Okay.
And we have her birth date, too.
Well, obviously, she's already made her decisions about this. I think it's more important to see how you two can handle it. And, again, I don't know exactly what the situation is with her, but I get a sense that she is probably very much an obsessive personality. And right now, because there's so many mutable squares going on, I don't really think her behavior is something that's easy to predict right now. And because she's sending emails and she's doing this and she's doing that, though, Rob, have you been responding to her, or have you been ignoring her?
I've been ignoring her.
Okay.
We were actually.
But she's still
discussing.
Very persistent.
Oh.
Yeah. So as Deb said, she started this about a year and a half ago, and we had talked about this, and I basically said that if we didn't ignore her, it would just become even more persistent. So about.
Right.
Yeah.
About
the rule of thumb
is
usually
ago,
no contact. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a situation where this person's unstable. Yep.
About 6 months ago, I did respond to an email once which said, do not contact me or my family again. And that was literally the extent of the email. And yet she persists.
Oh, she's been in touch with your family. And the neighbors.
So, but the literally, as Deb just said quietly, she continues a relationship with my mother and my sister as through mostly through Facebook and phone calls. And then also our neighbor is friends with hers, although with our neighbor, she's much more manipulative as far as, in my opinion, it's not so much as a friendship to be with the neighbor as a source of information on us.
Right. Now, have you done a restraining order on her?
I have not. We have talked about that a little bit.
I think it's time to take some kind of legal action because this is harassment, okay? It's putting you in a victim position. And the planets that are in Capricorn right now support you doing that, my Cancer friend. This is a time that you have to basically push for it because they will be able to eliminate any kind of contact that she can make with you. Now, they can't stop her from talking to your family or your neighbor. But any kind of personal things where she does it, email, phone, text, any of this stuff, you need to take a stand on this, okay? And I think if you do take the stand on this and you do make it a legal issue, it may make you unpopular with your family and your neighbor, but you know what? That's not your issue. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm going to tell you where your root issue is with this, because your root issue is what's coming up with this, okay? My little soft-hearted Cancer Sun Pisces Moon baby, okay?
Yes. And
you
he's so that way.
You are such a soft and tender soul that people victimize you, okay? And that's what she's doing, is intimidating and victimizing you, okay? It goes through your core that somebody could be so destructive and harmful, okay? And you repel in as a result of that. I'm telling you, Jupiter is coming your way to help you out with this because Jupiter is getting ready to go into your first house. The Sun is getting ready here in just a few days to go into your first house. And Mercury is going direct this Friday. So it is a time, and I agree with Aphrodite, this is a time where I don't think it's speaking directly to her, but I think it's time for you to speak out and take a stand of, no, I am not going to be bullied, and I'm not going to fear this anymore. Enough is enough, and it has to go away. And you have to be very firm within yourself and not so fearful. Okay, this is where you take your power back again. The universe is giving you this beautiful gift with both Jupiter and Sun in your first house to say, hey, we've got you. You can speak out as loud as you want right now, and it's all going to turn out good, okay? You've got two guardian angels right over your shoulders, okay? So I agree with Aphrodite that this is a time where you need to speak out, but I would wait till after Mercury goes direct to make that to make that announcement. I would take this next week and really compose yourself and look at how you want to speak out, whether it's getting a restraining order, whether it's alienating your family and saying, okay, I'm standing on this and no more of this. This woman is stalking me and you should not be friends with this woman if she's stalking me. You see what I mean? It's a matter of you taking back your power instead of being victimized by everybody in your life, because it's not only her. This is a root issue of victimization that you take with you in your life. So take your power back because the universe has given you the opportunity to, is what I'm going to say.
Ask about the email. We talked about
it.
So we've been discussing, thank you. So we've been discussing, and we were talking about, composing an email to her and saying, look, it's not ever going to happen. And for him to be saying, look, I'm happy. I found the love of my life. We're extremely
compatible.
She is
not going, directly approaching her is not going to work. Extinction of the behavior of her is going to work. Your mental change of attitude, Rob, is going to work. Okay, you've got to use those alert little ears of yours with that Gemini Mercury to say, okay, I'm twisting my brain around and enough is enough and I'm putting my head to where no more. But it's silence with her and it's extinguishing everything else around you, whether it's through a restraining order or whether it's through you empowering yourself through your neighbor and your family and stopping this and getting her out of your environment.
Well, he had planned on talking to his family the next time he goes down there on business, so directly about
it. I've emailed them and I've talked to them a little bit. But by the same token, you know, I think this is something that they need to understand with me sitting in front of them to get the full impact of why I'm asking for this. Because to your point, and Deb and I have talked about this, if it comes down to the fact that they want to continue that with I'm okay with not having the relationship with my family because my relationship with Deb is much more important to me.
It does have to be that way of you taking your power back because this is family, most specifically siblings. Okay? I'm most concerned is the sibling situation here, that they really need to see that this is you and the consequences are either they choose you or her. And if they want to choose her, that's fine. Go away. Leave me alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to come from
exactly
that do-or-die situation with this. It's cutting it off, like Aphrodite said. You want a restraining order? Cut it right off. Okay? You want to take and you want to cut your family off? Cut it right off. Enough is enough. Because that's the only way you'll get your power back. Yep.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
And I'm behind you 1,000%.
Never a
doubt. The universe is behind you, so.
Well, thank you so much.
And we'll
You're
give
welcome.
You back
Keep
some
us
more
posted.
Time.
We love you.
Okay. We'll do. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you could keep us on.
Yeah, we don't want to continue to listen, if that's okay. Cool.
Oh,
thank you.
Of course. You're fine. Okay. Nice. So you're ready for the next one.
Okay.
.404, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies. It's Lolita from Georgia. How are you?
Hey, Lolita.
How are you, Lolita?
Hey, I'm doing good. Staying present. Staying present now.
That's a good thing. Yay.
Yeah. Got no choice, right?
You have a birthday coming up, too.
Yeah, I sure do.
How do you spell your first name?
This year?
Huh?
How do you spell your first name?
Oh, L-O-L-I-T-A.
And what city are you going to be in for your birthday?
What's the city of fate?
What city will you be in on your birthday this year?
Oh, Marietta.
All right.
I can't find her on here for some reason. Can you give me that name again?
Sure. Lolita, L-O-L-I-T-A.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Mercury's retrograde after all, darn it.
Ooh, what are you doing for a living?
I am a business owner. I own an ice cream shop.
Oh, good year for you.
I love
Yay.
Ice cream.
You don't have something else going on the side, too?
Yeah, I look forward to that day when I don't have to do that. But, yeah, I'm a contractor.
Okay, because I do see two things going on, and I do see you having two jobs this year as far as that's concerned. But it's so to your benefit, okay? You may be working your little two-shop, but this is really going to springboard you into a good life. So did you have a question for us today?
You mean my business or my contract job?
Your business is going to take off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I just implemented handmade pizzas on Saturday, and I just was at 3 weeks. I was just at a breaking point where I was at crossroads, so I just put my sleeves up and started making dough. And
yeah,
I look forward to a prosperous 2019. Actually, I think it should be even starting in December.
It should be a good thing. You really should see this because, again, here, your birthday, you know, is December 30th, okay? And it comes on exactly the same day this year, which is good. But what happens is Jupiter sits in your sixth house of day-to-day work. So the efforts and the work that you put into it this year are going to so pay off. And it's all you, and it's all your personal gain. There's so much power here, it isn't even funny, as far as you just going through the motions and doing it, and it's so going to pay off to your benefit. I can't say enough about that.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I agree, too. Yes. And the thing is that your chart is, like, so golden right now. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And you're a pretty fun person, aren't you?
Yeah, I could tend to be, I think, a little fun person, but I'm also very much of an introvert. I've done so much work on myself where I'm just at peace. Did a lot of healing the last, say, year, and really intense karma contract removals, imprints on soul. Where I'm at in life, I'm very content. But yes, when it's time to let the inner child out, it always remains out.
Saturn's sitting on your sun right now, which just means that you are your best counselor. You are the great teacher within. Isn't that
absolutely
sweet?
I love it.
Everything in the chart's lining up. This is your year. Not only is this year, but 2020 is going to be awesome too. I think we're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I see more freedom, and I see a building a great reputation. Okay. Now I don't know if people have already been copying you about your business, but there are other people that are going to copy you. So just know it. If you want to change your website, if you want to change your signage, if you want to change your menu, let them run with the ball behind you. And you forge forward yourself with your own creative imagination. It's going to be stellar this year. Stellar.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Well, many blessings to you.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Posted.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll do. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Okay. Well, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Are you sure?
I am.
I'm just teasing you. Area code 917-627, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 917? Curious. Well, my computer's acting strange anyways, but that's okay. All right, well, I'll go with the next one.
Okay.
Area code 313, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How are you?
Fine, thank you for asking.
And who are we speaking with?
Jarell.
Jarell?
Yes, Jarell.
Oh, Jarell. How do you spell it?
Yes. excuse me. S-H-E-R-E-L-L. S-H-E-R-E-L-L.
Have you called in before?
Huh?
Have you called in before?
No.
Okay, because I didn't have you on my computer. What's your birth date?
11/30/93, 2 days ago.
Happy birthday. And what time were you born?
1 o'clock p.m. exactly.
Excellent. And what city were you born in?
Michigan.
Detroit.
I mean, Detroit, Michigan.
You still live there?
What?
Yes.
And what city were you in on your birthday?
Michigan.
Right.
The city, Detroit, the state, Michigan.
You're the same place with everything. All right.
Wow.
So you had a question for us tonight?
Yes, I wanted to know, when would I hear from Sam and when would I get my own place?
Ooh. When would I hear from Sam? I haven't heard from him in so long. 11/15/91.
You happen to know what time he was born?
No, I don't have that information.
And where was he born? Was he born in Detroit also?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just take a look at the planetary picture because I'm interested. Okay? All right. Hmm. All right. Let's take a peek and see what's going on. The only thing we can't tell without a time of birth, Sherelle, is we can't tell exactly where the moon is or exactly what the rising star is, which determines the segments of the zodiac that talk about on what planes in your life you connect, okay? Excuse me. A little sinus issue tonight. Okay. Let's see what goes on here. Wow. How long has it been since you heard from him?
About 5 months, 6 months.
But you've known him a long time?
Yeah, but I haven't seen him about 3 years.
Okay.
I kind of miss him.
But some of the evidence that I'm seeing in the charts, looking at them together, is there is a karmic relationship, and I think that's why you're still holding the torch. And
yeah,
so, I can understand so that.
Wrong.
It's a spiritual thing. Yeah.
Yes,
you've got a lot of very strong planets in your ninth house, and you're a very spiritual woman. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
Yeah.
And you're not the kind of person that quits.
Yeah.
Well, when you've got a Venus in Scorpio, you love for life. There's no changing that with that Venus in Scorpio, that when you love somebody, it takes a piece of your heart. There's no question about it, and there's no replacing it. There's nothing that's ever going to change that you love that person, and that person that you will always love that person in your heart. That's what that Venus in Scorpio does. But it does give you an opportunity to give you a different context with it, okay? Which means just
yeah,
because
like,
you love somebody does not mean. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I haven't, you know, seen or heard from him in so long, but it never was a relationship when we was talking. It was always a friends with benefits. It was just like ever since then, it's just been me. And
he's not a friends with benefits kind of guy, okay? I don't care how you look at that, all that scorpion energy and that the Libra energy that he has. You can't tell me. I mean, that's again, here, you guys might made a connection.
Well, that's what it was. That's what it was, okay. When we was talking. It was all about sex. It ain't nothing else. There wasn't no relationship. Every time he called me, that's all he wanted. And every time I called him, that's all I wanted. So he was just a friend with benefits.
Well, and here again, I think that there's a lot more. It's a lot deeper of a relationship than that. But
right.
You know, the thing is that I think that this is a time where you can really put yourself out there and find a different relationship and put him in the context of that. That was a nice thing, but really it's not necessarily the thing you want to look at as far as your love life is concerned, okay?
Right.
You want to move on through that to something better and something new, because this year, you're in your solar return, Venus is conjunct to Jupiter, okay? So it's time for your love life to change. And change for your benefit, okay? I'm loving this part of it as a result of that. You have Jupiter conjunct your Sun this year as Mercury. It's called a stellium in that conjunction. So this is a time for you really to speak out about your desires and dreams and really get them, okay, because you've got a guardian angel over your shoulder. This is a great year for you to pursue your dreams of what you want, okay, and I strongly suggest you do. Mars is transiting through your first house along with Neptune, so it's all about living that dream, okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I know that there's some karma between you and that person, and that's why it's haunting you a little bit. But I think if you, because of what a spiritual being you are, give it to the divine. Ask the angels to step in and help you to release this, okay? Because it's too much of a burden on your heart, my dear. You want your heart to be free to love someone that really wants to be with you, that looks into you, okay? It can give you joy and happiness, and that's what you need. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, God bless you.
You too.
Good
have a good night.
You too.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
We're already off the air, but we may still have people listening, so why don't you tell them how they can find you, Jacqueline?
Well, they can call me at 772-286 2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station. We're here usually every Sunday night from 6 to 7. To help you, if you have one thing in your mind right now, you just want to have some insight, and that's what we're here for, and we love doing the show. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.